You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
A cover-up and a corrupt government. We're going to talk about that tonight. Congressman Byron Donalds is here. The feminists are very, very angry at me once again. All that's coming up on I'm Right. You know what's hit me hard, especially in the past year or two, I should say? This is hitting me hard. Let me just bear with me a moment. I'll explain. I love my country. I know that's cheesy probably to say, because you do too. That's why you're sitting here watching I'm Right on the first. You could be watching anything. You're watching this, patriot, you love your country, but just I'm going somewhere with this. Hang with me. I really, really love it. And part of loving America for me has been looking down on America's enemies, especially the evil ones we hate. And remember Chernobyl? Do you remember Chernobyl? Do you know the story? You at least know the name. I would highly recommend you read a book on Chernobyl. If you don't like to read, I can see you rolling your eyes right now. If you don't like to read, if you're not a reader, HBO, actually, of all places, did an outstanding little miniseries on it that's very well done, very accurate and very well done on Chernobyl. And all my time of reading about Chernobyl, I actually watched that series about Chernobyl, it always hit me. It always hit me that what a horrible government that would be to live under. And here's why. You have this nuclear plant, and something goes terribly wrong, and whether you read about it or watch the documentary or whatever, immediately, in the wake of something terrible happening, and they knew something poisonous and awful was spreading out to the civilian population, in the immediate wake of that, these grown men, these people who should be leading a society, they did not do an all hands on deck, gather together in the conference room. Hey, fellas, come on, gather around here. We got to figure out how do we protect the people? The people are in danger. We got to protect the people. That's not what they did. The government, their system was so rotted and so corrupt that they met. Oh, don't get me wrong. They met all hands on deck. Everyone gather around. And they all met to try to cover their rear ends. What do we have to tell the public? What can we keep quiet? Oh, hey, let's not overblow this. No, just see if we can cover it up. Oh, let's clear the stuff. Call the firefighters in. The system itself in the Soviet Union was so rotten and so corrupt that no matter what happened, the elite, the powerful, were only concerned with themselves. And so the people suffered over and over and over again. The Chernobyl story is a fascinating story. And I brought up my patriotism because of this. I used to look at stories like that, especially out of the Soviet Union, right? The big red menace. I used to look at stories like that, and I would look down my nose at them. Look at that corrupt government. Look how embarrassing their government is. It would suck to live under a system like that. where something toxic to the citizens could be released and the elite would even consider only themselves instead of the good of the people. Call me naive. Shoot, maybe we were better back then when I thought like that. But I looked down on other countries and their corrupt systems like that a lot. And this really started during COVID, and now it's accelerated into hyperdrive under the Biden administration. This horrible feeling I'm getting inside of me right now, and that feeling is this. I'm 41 years old, that after a lifetime of looking down my nose at other governments and other systems, that's who we are now. That's us. Look, let's just briefly talk about this train thing in Ohio. I'm not going to get into all the ins and outs and chemical compositions and things like that I don't know much about. I know this vinyl chloride stuff turns into hydrochloric acid once it's burned, and they burned it. Look, I'm not going to get into all the details of it right now. But I know this. I know that powerful people are lying to us. And you know how I know that? I know that because people are getting sick. People are developing skin rashes. Animals are dying. Animal behavior is changing. Therefore, I don't care what the latest scientist, doctor, politician has to say. I don't care that Ohio governor, corrupt piece of trash that he is, Mike DeWine, I don't care that he's up there basically saying, oh, it's fine.
The federal government is conducting an investigation to determine why this wreck occurred, this crash occurred. We await that. Certainly we'll be interested in seeing what was going on. Look, the president called me and said, anything you need. I have not called him back after that conversation. I will not hesitate to do that if we're seeing a problem or anything, but I'm not seeing it.
No problem. I actually saw him last night get on the clip and say, oh man, go back home. Get some bottled water, is what he said. Get some bottled water and go back home. Well, you see, I realize I'm not a doctor or a scientist. I didn't go to MIT. I flunked out of college. But I do know this. If there's something in the air, in the water, in the food that is causing my skin to break out and my chickens to die, something is unsafe. And I don't care how many of these people they trot out in front of the camera to tell these poor people in East Palestine that it's safe. There's no way it's safe. If something is killing your dog, it's not safe for you, human being. And it occurs to me as I watch this happen in real time that this is what it's like. This is what it's like to live in a completely broken, corrupt system where the elites are only there to protect themselves and enrich themselves and loot the treasury for every dime they can as our republic slowly crumbles. I mean, we have a transportation secretary, which we shouldn't, but we have a transportation secretary in this country. In the wake of this disaster for the poor people of Ohio and West Virginia, and God forbid further, he's up there on stage talking about diversity?
On building a workforce that reflects the community. We have heard way too many stories from generations past of infrastructure where you got a neighborhood, often a neighborhood of color, that finally sees the project come to them, but everyone in the hard hats on that project looking like, doing the good paying jobs, don't look like they came from anywhere near the neighborhood.
Right.
You can build community wealth that will help close wealth gaps in this country if we can tear down those barriers.
And this is why I'm now having to deal with this. I've been dealing with this on just you and me talking for a few years now. I'm having to deal with the realization that I now live in that country I used to look down my nose at. Do we need to go back to the Chinese spy balloon? The United States of America, number one, leader of the free world, all those things that you and I love to talk about, we love to get teared up about as we put our hand on our heart and say the national anthem. The United States of America just allowed a Chinese spy balloon to traverse from the Pacific to the Atlantic before we shot it down. And not only that, the Biden administration was never going to tell you about it at all until someone looked up in the sky in Montana and said, wait, that doesn't look like Venus. And they started reporting on it. They were just going to let it go. They were just going to let it all go. And now, what are they doing? Now they're shooting something new out of the sky every 15 minutes, and they're telling you things like, well, we missed with that one sidewinder. We don't know where that went. And, the debris from what we just shot down over Lake Huron? Oh, yeah, no, we couldn't find it. It'll probably never be recovered at all. And they're lying. What's the truth? I don't know. I don't have any idea. You don't have any idea. That's what's so frustrating. When you live under a system like this, the truth in many, many, many cases becomes simply impossible to find. Now, you know what the lie is. The lie is easy to spot when you live under a corrupt regime like this. The lie is whatever they're telling you. Whenever a Corinne Diversity hire gets up there and tries to muddle through a press conference, just know that any words she does manage to get out are lies.
If it turns out, as it looks like, that the president and Mr. Trudeau sent Top Gun fighters to blow weather balloons out of the sky, does the president regret that, and is he embarrassed by that?
I'm not going to get ahead of what of any final decision. We just don't know yet.
I don't believe anyone. You probably don't either. And this just little tidbit here is something I thought we should probably wrap up with. You remember the Clinton Foundation? Just a quick refresher. I know there's been 8 million scandals and candidates and races since then, but just a quick refresher. Hillary Clinton becomes Barack Obama's Secretary of State. All kinds of backroom deals and whatnot make something like that happen. She becomes Barack Obama's Secretary of State. And the Clintons, of course, started a nonprofit. You should know, I worked in the nonprofit world for about a year. You cannot imagine what a gigantic corrupt scam most of it is. It's all just a big thing to bloodsuck money out of people with nice sounding causes. But the Clintons, of course, that's right for the Clintons. They start the Clinton Foundation. And while she's Secretary of State, the Clinton Foundation receives huge donations from foreign nations. What? You can't do that? That's naked corruption out in the open. That's buying favors from the... Well, Joe Biden... Looks like he had his own little thing going. You see, once Joe Biden decided to open his institute at the University of Delaware, this is something they all do. I need to open a think tank or an institute. It's always just about money laundering, by the way. I need to open up an institute at the University of Delaware. Well, money started pouring into the University of Delaware once that institute started opening, and it started pouring in from China. Interesting system we have here, I will tell you. It saddens me a little bit, if I'm being totally frank, because I love my country very, very much, and I want to continue to look down my nose. Oh, Chernobyl! But the truth is, that corrupt, dishonest government that we've mocked and looked down upon for our entire lives, it's come home to us. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I am right. We have a terrific show for you. Now, one sign that maybe there's something toxic in your area is your pets getting upset stomachs. But the first response you should have if your dog starts throwing up breakfast, it's not that the government is actually covering up a toxic spill of some sort in the area. Your first response should be, oh my gosh, I didn't get Rough Greens. I should have got Rough Greens. My puppy, he's eating dog food, which is dead food. It doesn't have any nutrients in it. Rough Greens is a supplement. You pour it on your dog's food. It has all the nutrients, all natural. My dog Fred doesn't throw up anymore. More energy. You should see that big fluffy idiot bounce around the house now. And they have a free Jumpstart trial bag. Free. Roughgreens.com/Jesse gets you a free bag. All you pay for is the shipping. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Get your puppy the nutrients he needs, all right? We'll be back.
Each morning, the President of the United States receives a highly classified briefing on the most important issues facing the country. It's called the President's Daily Brief, or PDB. It's delivered by America's spies and analysts. Well, now you can hear your very own PDB in the form of a podcast hosted by me, Brian Dean Wright, a former CIA operations officer. Each morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll bring you 15 to 20 minutes of the most important issues facing the country, giving you the critical intelligence and analysis you need to start your morning.
We basically nuked a town with chemicals so we could get a railroad open. I was kind of surprised that when they quickly told the people they can go back home, but then said if they feel like they want their homes tested, they can have them tested. I would have far rather they did all the testing. We're going to be looking at this thing 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the line and wondering, gee, cancer clusters could pop up, you know, well water could go bad.
What is going on in Ohio? Joining me now, host of the outstanding President's Daily Brief podcast, which I subscribe to, Brian Dean Wright. Brian, looks like another big fat government cover-up going on. How are we allowing people, telling people to go back to their homes when they're developing skin rashes?
Yeah, this is a bad deal, man. Here a couple days ago, actually, the state of Ohio, the EPA, was telling people you can actually drink your water, no problem. Yesterday, however, they announced, no, actually, you should drink bottled water. We were wrong. We're doing more tests. We can't quite confirm that indeed it's safe to drink your well water. That's in municipal water as well. So we're hearing these very conflicting accounts by government officials. The clip that you just heard, pushing people back into their homes, when in fact that probably shouldn't have been the case. A lot more testing required. So I think that we are going to be seeing some pretty horrific outcomes from this if we're not very, very careful.
God, that is so freaking sad. All right, speaking of government cover-ups, Chinese spy balloon. This whole thing actually gets worse the more I think about it, Brian. We let one cross from the Pacific to the Atlantic. We only shot it down because the Biden administration clearly got so embarrassed they had to shoot it down. Now we're blasting everything that moves out of the sky, and we don't even know what those things are. Do I have that about right?
Yeah, it's called unsteady leadership, right? So look, a number of weeks ago when we were first spotting this thing leave China, which we now know to be true, there was an assessment made probably by the military and intelligence communities to say, hey, we don't know a lot about these balloons in this program. Let's let this one float a while and see what we can collect. Now, doing that, we're going to give up something, right? They're going to spy on us in some way, but the gain is worth the risk. Okay, now we can argue about whether or not that was fair or should have been done. Reasonable people can agree or disagree on that. The issue is when that thing got across the United States, right? When it became public, now you have a different audience. This isn't just spy versus spy behind the scenes conversations. This is the world looking at China, having this balloon go over the continental United States and spy on us and look like a bunch of idiots. That's when the calculus, the operational calculus and the political calculus should have changed. It didn't. And so now we've got this very silly response or series of response where, you know, somebody's down at Chuck E. Cheese and they let a balloon go. Well, we're going to knock it down with the F-22. Like, now we have to be strong. So this is what happens when you don't have steady leadership in the White House.
Brian, now, I don't know that you're the expert on this, but you certainly know a lot more than me. So I'm going to ask the question anyway. The Chinese, a spy balloon, 60,000 feet is obviously very high. But help me understand something. They have satellites in space anyway, the same way we do. They have spy satellites in space the same way we do. What does a balloon flying at 60,000 feet give you that a satellite flying higher doesn't?
Surprisingly, a lot, actually. So the different kinds of cameras that you can put on a satellite versus the balloon, you can actually gain some things that you couldn't otherwise from up in space. Second, if these balloons have an ability to propel themselves and move in different directions or stay in one spot for a while, that offers up an advantage for the balloon versus the satellite, right? Because the satellite is on a fixed orbit and it's constantly in movement. That's not true of these balloons if they have these propulsion systems on them, and in fact, they do. So surprisingly enough, this sort of rudimentary technology, if you just gussy it up a little bit, it actually can give you some really good intel.
You think Joe Biden might be compromised by China. Why?
Yeah, my goodness. I mean, where do we start? Look, recently, after this whole spy balloon saga, he said, look, I don't think that this was a major escalation. I don't think this was a major problem for the United States in terms of our national security. That was literally 2 days after Congress said 419-0 that, yeah, it was. So why is it think Joe Biden continues to downplay the concerns and the problems of the Chinese. He's done it for many years now, right? During the campaign in 2019, he said they're not bad folks. And then, of course, you know the Hunter Biden laptop and all of those scandals associated with it. He's denying the obvious, which is he did talk to his son about these business deals. So I think that we can ask the very credible question of, is this man compromised and to what extent? The answer isn't he's not. There's something going on. He's lying about something. Exactly what? I don't think we have a good sense of that yet.
Are we in a Cold War, Brian?
We sure are. Cold War II, my friend, with China. We're trying to create these relationships around the world, trying to figure out how to take an advantage over the Chinese in, say, the South Pacific or in Africa, throughout Latin America. They have tremendous resources. They use debt trap diplomacy, right? I'm going to give you a couple hundred million bucks. You got to pay me back, and I'm going to give it to somebody who's not qualified, a country who can't pay that debt back. Well, now I got you in a trap. We've seen that in places like Sri Lanka and elsewhere. So that is part of this debt trap diplomacy, this Cold War II. But some good news on the Pacific front, actually. The Philippines, Japan, some places like Palau and the Micronesia, they're all coming on board with the United States, signing these memorandums of understanding so that we can base our troops there. So some good things happening in the Pacific for the United States.
Good. Brian Dean Wright, President's Daily Brief Podcast. Thank you, brother.
You betcha.
It's good news. I have more good news. You're not stuck in your timeshare. Isn't that exciting? You can get out. You don't think you can, but you can. You see, they trap you in on purpose, and then they make you think you're stuck for life. No, sorry. You can't get out. Read the fine print. Can't get out. Yes, you can. Lone Star Transfer has helped over 18,000 people get out. Permanently. You're not some special case. They'll get you out. They guarantee it in writing. Call 844-310-2646. This is a family company. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. When they say they'll get you out, they're successful 99% of the time. 844-310-2646 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. You're not stuck in that timeshare, all right? Congressman Byron Donalds joins us next.
We have to ban assault weapons like the one used in Parkland, used just 5 years ago today. And in so many of the mass shootings in America, for the lives lost, the lives we can save as a nation, we must say enough is enough is enough.
Joining me now, Congressman, good one from Florida, Congressman Byron Donalds. Congressman, one of the things that really drives me insane about the Democratic Party today is that in the wake of a mass shooting, when normal people, human beings, are feeling a heart for somebody losing their son, their daughter, their brother, their sister, you know, just a human response, is they don't ever have a human response for it. They pile on right off the bat, grab the guns, politics, and I think that, as much as anything else, has created a lot of division in this country.
I agree with you. It's really tough, especially looking at the anniversary of what happened at Marjory Stoneman Douglas, all of the work that the legislature did at the time, a legislature I was in, the study, the research. When you come past all that to this, 5 years later, and you have the president trying to use it for political purposes, it's really just outrageous and obscene. We know that what happened at Marjory Stoneman Douglas, there were some systemic failures happened at the school level, happened with local law enforcement that could have prevented this tragedy. And so legislatively, Florida responded to do a lot of things to try to make sure that something like this never happened in our state again, namely hardening schools, dealing with how you enter and exit facilities, so on and so forth. But to see the politics always come up first before you actually get to the facts and get to solutions, that's what's most disheartening.
Speaking of the politics, Pete Buttigieg in this whole train derailment thing, well, here's what he said.
But it couldn't be a more exciting time for transportation. It's had its challenges.
Right.
If you look at what the American transportation systems have faced in the last 2 or 3 years, partly because of the pandemic, we've faced issues from container shipping to airline cancellations, mm-hmm. Now we got balloons.
That's right.
But also the best time ever to be working in transportation because of these resources. And we know ultimately it's in the hands of those who are on the ground that the biggest difference is going to be made.
Congressman, it seems like nobody in this administration actually takes their job seriously at all. It's all just a big game. It's all just a big, well, it's a stepping stone on the way to my next presidential run, my next gig at CNN. We have people in East Palestine whose skin is falling off, and these people think everything's just a big funny joke.
It's really sad to see this. I mean, first of all, Pete Buttigieg is not good at his job. Nobody ever said he was qualified to do this job. It was all politics. It was all intersectionality from the left. And so that's why we have somebody who doesn't know the first thing about the logistical system that is transportation in the United States, who now is the top guy. It's really unfortunate for our people. I've seen him go out and he makes these comments. And the reporters, they ask him all these questions that have nothing to do with what his job actually is. So it's very frustrating, especially with what's going on in Ohio with this ecological tragedy, this human tragedy, because there are Americans whose lives are just are being destroyed as a result of this accident. And I don't want to put this on his head as it's his fault the accident occurred. But for him not to have a firm grip and understanding, and that's what he's talking about and leading with, that shows his complete disregard for the tragedy that's happening in Ohio right now.
It feels like this is universal across the leadership of all of our cultural institutions now, not just government, but definitely government from CDC, FBI. It doesn't matter which institution you talk about. It feels like the American people are separating from these institutions because they don't trust them anymore. They've been lied to so many times. There's no effort to come back and reconcile after these lies. And it feels like the country's in a bad place, if that makes sense.
Well, look, you know, not still a line from President Trump. Well, we have a lot of people in these agencies who simply do not know what they're doing. Look, right here in Southwest Florida, we were dealing with Hurricane Ian 5 months ago. I just left a meeting with my mayors. My mayors are complaining that FEMA doesn't have enough inspectors down here just to approve of work that our local governments have done just to reopen public facilities. They said that they were going to start a housing mission in Southwest Florida. There are 53 trailers in Southwest Florida. And the excuse is that some of these areas are in a flood zone, so we can't place a trailer in a flood zone. So instead of FEMA just cutting the red tape and doing what needs to be done, I have people who are living under bridges. It's this type of stuff that comes from the agencies, which is why the American people are not even frustrated with their government at this point. They're just sick of their government. And it's going to require people to come in, get the job done, ignore the fan dance of saying things the right way and preening for the cameras, and just get to work on behalf of the American people.
Speaking of the American people, inflation is one of those things that's touching pretty much everybody right now, especially everyone and even middle class people. Here's the President of the United States lying about it.
Today's report on inflation shows the good news is that inflation in America is continuing to come down. It's fallen 7 straight months. There's more to go. Food prices at the grocery store are coming down. Gas prices are down $1.60 their peak.
The American people are paying 15% more for goods and services in this country. Hourly wages are down. People are watching their standard of living disappear. And the President of the United States of America gives speech after speech telling them how well they're doing.
That's because the man hasn't gone grocery shopping in probably 15 years. I mean, let's just be honest. Joe Biden doesn't buy his own food. So how does he know what's going on in real America? He doesn't. And this is what is so frustrating. You have a man who basically decided to spend $2 trillion when we didn't have to. He created the worst inflation in 40 years. Now people are clapping for him because it's slowly coming down. Inflation is crippling small young families and families on fixed income and poor families. I don't care if you're white, black, Hispanic, you're being hurt by this. And Joe Biden has no solutions because the only solution is to unwind his political agenda that he has dropped on the American people's head since he's been president of the United States.
Finally, the FBI. The FBI is one of those things, for me, it's my issue number one, because if you have a corrupt federal law enforcement arm serving one party against the other, you don't have a country anymore. I'm glad that this House of Representatives appears to be getting more aggressive with them. What is the plan? We all know the FBI is going to do what they always do. They're going to stonewall. I'm sorry, I can't comment on an ongoing investigation. Oh, whoops, I must have lost my notes. I left them at home. But then what are we going to be able to do from there once they do that?
Well, that one remains to be seen. The first thing I will tell you is House Republicans are committed to really getting to the bottom of this weaponization of the federal government, because it is clear what's been happening. We're starting to unravel the stuff that happened at Twitter. And if you know what happened at Twitter, it happened at Facebook and it happened at Google. So we're in the middle of that right now. But we're going to let the investigation speak for itself and let it lead us. What we're starting to come to the realization is that, yeah, some people need to get out of the FBI. There needs to be a restructuring over there. But the key part, and I don't want to bring politics into this because this is really to the core of our country, you're going to need a president who's willing to do the right thing about getting the FBI back on track. Because this version, with them picking and choosing what's important and what's not, and that also goes for the Department of Justice, don't want to leave them out, this version is not going to bode well for the American people long term.
Yeah, probably starts at the DOJ, to be frank. Congressman, thank you. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
All right. Culture war time. Time to go nose deep into that. But don't worry. Don't worry. I have good news. The good news is, after we get done arguing about the culture war, you can go to sleep on a ghost bed. See, no matter what the day brings, I get to go home and go to sleep on a ghost bed. American made. Family company. The greatest freaking mattress ever. Where's your mattress made? You ever look at that little tag, which I hope you didn't rip off? That's illegal, by the way, I think. I heard that. Anyway, ghost bed, the most comfortable bed ever. The most comfortable mattress ever. The best night's sleep you will ever have. And they're on sale. A gigantic sale, 40% off your mattress when you buy the adjustable base with it. The adjustable base, you know, just waking up in the morning, just kind of leaning up for you. Ghostbed.com/Jesse, promo code Jesse. Go buy yourself the best night's sleep ever. We'll be back.
Being a girl, and I've already become a bimbo.
Are you listening?
We need the government to be providing affirming spaces.
And we're committed to advancing transgender equality simply everywhere.
But were you mutilated?
Yes, I absolutely was.
Can't stop laughing about that one guy. What we need, the government. Joining me now, Chrissy Clark. She is the host of The Reaction on The Daily Caller, and she co-produced that documentary, Damaged. Chrissy, what's this thing about?
Yeah, this documentary is really about 5D transitioners. These are people that underwent gender-affirming, that's what they call it, gender-affirming, but they went and took cross-sex hormones, they underwent the surgeries, they've done what medical establishments tell us that kids need to have, and they've gone on to regret it because they were minors when they made these decisions, many of them. And like I said, they regret what they did because now they have permanent damage.
Oh, gosh, that is so friggin' sad. Here's a few of these detransitioners, if they are.
I would have still been a man, even if I had done everything. The best I would have done to be a woman would have been a caricature of what I believed a woman was. Even if the world recognized me as a woman, saw me as a woman, treated me as a woman, I would have never been a woman. I would have just been a man, again, cosplaying as one, doing a caricature of one.
I personally don't think transgender is really a real thing, honestly. At this point, and after knowing all the trans people that I know and listening to all their stories and drawing the parallels, I tend to just think that transition's not right for anyone, because even if someone transitions all the way through with the hormones, the surgeries, I believe that they can be happy, but I also believe they're going to live a shorter life, and that's kind of what you have to reckon with is, are you willing to trade a long life for this?
Chrissy, these stories, I'm glad you made the documentary, because these stories are the saddest thing in the world to me, because I just envision this country we have 10, 20 years from now of some beautiful young girl who tore herself to bits, or some dude who wanted to become a woman for some reason, just mutilating himself. And imagine the regret. Tell me about it.
Right, and that's what they express throughout it is, you know, for instance, the first boy that you put on the screen, the first man, Abel, you know, he's not able to go to the bathroom normally anymore because he underwent cross-sex hormones for so many years. Imagine that, such a simple thing that you do every single day, and not being able to do that because you decided that this was a good thing for you to do when you were a young adult. You know, I think about the time I was 16 years old and these kids are cutting off their breasts. I put like the dog electric fence collar around my neck and then walked over the electric fence line thinking that was a good idea. Okay, like 16-year-olds aren't voting for a reason. They shouldn't really, I mean, some of them are driving, but they're not really anymore because Gen Z is afraid of, that's a whole different thing. But regardless, you know, this is a big problem that kids have access to this kind of medical establishment that wants to push transgenderism on them. I think we open up on talking to a detransitioner named Kat Kattinson, who specifically said it, this has stuck with me for so long. She doesn't feel like she was actually put on a route to help address the root problem that caused her transgenderism or caused her desire to become an opposite sex. Instead, she was just put on a path to medicalization. And that's because once you hop on as a patient in this transgenderism world, you're a lifelong patient.
Chrissy, I'm glad you brought that up because that's actually what I want to focus on. I see these images. I'm sure you've seen more than me. You made the documentary of these doctors posing with people, teenagers. Hey, look at who I just carved up like a Thanksgiving turkey. And I think to myself, that's a demon in a white lab coat. And I don't understand, how could you do that as a doctor? Who goes to college for 97 years to become a doctor and then does that? You sat down with these doctors. What did they say?
Yeah, that was really crazy. So I sat down with two doctors, so the audience knows. One that was definitely against all of this, and one who was very in favor of it. His name is Joshua Safer. He is the executive director of transgender medicine at Mount Sinai Hospital. He is very well versed in this, and he performs these surgeries or oversees all of this at his department. And sitting face to face with him, you know, he was a nice person. There wasn't anything that shot up to me as like red flag, this guy is evil. And he really in his heart of hearts believe he's doing the right thing. And I think that's what's so difficult about this is because what he was saying to me was so inherently evil that I could not believe that these words were coming out of the mouth of someone who seemed so pleasant. And it was very interesting just being a human being in that room, wondering how this man got to such a wildly wrong conclusion. He told me that they do perform these surgeries on minors. So whenever anybody is out there, politicians or activists alike, saying that this is not happening to minors, it's a lie. I mean, we have it on tape. And then some of the more difficult questions he did refuse to answer. If you watch the documentary in full, you'll see that he asked us to turn our cameras off whenever I would ask him a difficult question. So their philosophy definitely has holes in that.
Of course. Chrissy, help me understand this. Because look, even if you're a weak parent or a parent that's scared for your child and your child's going through anything, It's quite a thing to take your child in for any kind of a surgery. If they're getting their freaking tonsils out, and look, I'm a parent myself, That's something you would be nervous about, let alone something like this. So how do they get there? They obviously don't, the boy doesn't walk in one day, Dad, I want to be a chick, and you rush him down to surgery. What's that process like? It's got to be a slow frog boil type thing.
It's really not. That's what's crazy. So the best example we have is a detransitioner named Chloe Cole. She began identifying as a boy, socially transitioning at the age of 12. She picked a lot of these habits up from social media, thinking she wasn't curvy or beautiful or sexual enough to be a woman. So she decided she had to be a boy. It's so sad, right? And by the time she had gone to one therapist, they had given her a letter saying that she could go on cross-sex hormones. And a doctor took the therapist at her word, gave her cross-sex hormones, and then by the time she was 16 or 17, her breasts were gone. So the process was quick, in terms, like relatively quick, and kids are able to get access to life-changing, fertility-altering drugs within the first 1 to 2 visits of seeing a gender-affirming therapist. And that is what is really scary about it is, yes, maybe the surgery takes a little bit longer, but these hormones, I mean, they're not approved for this use entirely. They're hormone blockers that change your, alter your fertility, alter your body forever. And that's why we've called this documentary Damaged, is because these kids now have permanent damage.
Can't imagine paying permanently for the stupid decisions, all the stupid ones I made when I was that daggone age. All right, you have a article on the Daily Caller out about a transgender polar bear for second graders?
Yeah, I wish I was kidding about this. It's actually not a transgender polar bear. It is a pedophile polar bear. It's worse. Yeah, it's worse than you said. So a California school library app, parents were noticing that kids were on their iPads and had access to a book called A Polar Bear's Love, in which a adult polar bear falls in love with a baby seal, and they decide that they're going to get married once the baby seal is old enough. And I know that that is just a story told to little kids, but that, my friend, is called pedophilia.
Take me now, Lord. Chrissy, thank you. The documentary is called Damaged. Highly recommend you go watch it. Thank you, Chrissy.
Thank you so much.
You feel just old sometimes. I do. Like, you look at all this stuff and you think to yourself, that can't, what? It was like yesterday. Life was normal. It's crazy to me. All right. You know what? We got to lighten the mood for you. You know what we have? Me making all the feminists mad. Think you're going to enjoy that? You will. Now, you know what else you're going to enjoy? You're going to enjoy $200 off a 3-pack of Eden Pure Thunderstorm, baby. You see, my Eden Pure journey, doesn't that sound so great? Didn't I sound like somebody on The View? My journey with Eden Pure began with one. Buddy told me to get one because I always have allergies, so I always have air purifiers. He told me to get one. I opened it up, and it's just this little black box. And I said, dude, what is this thing? But I go plug it in the room, come back to my room for an hour late, and about an hour later, my air was so clean, you can taste it. It's because it doesn't cover up stuff. It actually cleans your air. I now own 6 of them. I'm just in love with these things. They are the best. Go get you a 3-pack while they're $200 off. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse, get you that 3-pack. I have 3 in my house. I have 3 in the studio. I'm a fan. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse. We'll be back. All right, it's time to lighten the mood. As you may have seen, if you've been on any media sites at all today, Huffington Post and many, many more, the feminists are extremely, extremely upset with me. I did a little segment on Tucker Carlson's show last night, and we were just chopping it up and having a blast at the expense of feminists, and they are pulling their very short hair out today. What is this clip that's making them so angry? Well, I will play it for you in a moment, but you should know something. Whenever the outrage mob comes for you, in whatever form they may come for you, maybe it's a couple people on social media, maybe you have a bigger platform, maybe it's 10,000 people, whatever the case may be. Maybe they're writing articles about you in Huffington Post. You know what always pays off? It always pays off to not be a low-T loser who whines about it when the liberals get super mad at him. You see, Chuck is here to help us all deal with communists. The anti-communists that Chuck, what do? They put out natural herbal supplements that make you healthier, that make you stronger. Ladies, they have a female vitality stack for you. You want to be full of pep, energy, feeling good naturally? Fellas, male vitality stack. How about a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days, naturally? They have lip powder. They have more things than I could possibly describe. Go to chuck.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off any subscription you get. Cancel them at any time if it's not working. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. That way you too can sit back and laugh and enjoy after you've made the feminists angry by doing this.
When I was a kid, I thought I was wise. I thought I was very intelligent. I did. And you know why I thought that, Tucker? Because I had a mom who loved me. And she was always, Jesse, you're the smartest. And Jesse, you're the best. And then one day, I'm 18 years old, and I got a 0.0 grade point average in college. I'm not making that up. And I realized, you're not actually smart. Everything you've been told is a lie, Jesse. You're actually quite stupid, and you're going to have to deal with that. That's what you see women like Chelsea Handler, feminists like Chelsea Handler, going with now. They've been lied to by their society forever, yeah. that you could be a girl boss and you can do anything a man can do, which everyone who's ever seen a woman back up a vehicle knows that's not true. But either way, they've been told that they should do career and don't do a family or anything like that. And soon you're Chelsea Handler. Soon it's Valentine's Day and your womb resembles a dried up tumbleweed blowing down an old Western town. And your Valentine's Day date for the 10th year in a row is a 10-year-old copy of Magic Mike and a half full bottle of Xanax. And you're trying to pretend like you're happy, but you're not happy. And it's actually not her fault. She's been lied to by a country that has lost its way.
You've been successful. You can kind of order whatever you want off Amazon. Do consumer products make you happy in the end, do you think?
Well, it depends, Tucker. Most of the time not, but I did find out some Cinnamon Toast Crunch mixture. There's actually a mixture of the cinnamon powder and the sugar that you can buy and actually put it on anything. So most things don't make me happy, but that's most definitely did.
You know what? That's totally fair.
They're upset. I had fun. I'll see you tomorrow.
Each morning, the President of the United States receives a highly classified briefing on the most important issues facing the country. It's called the President's Daily Brief, or PDB. It's delivered by America's spies and analysts. Well, now you can hear your very own PDB in the form of a podcast hosted by me, Brian Dean Wright, a former CIA operations officer. Each morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll bring you 15 to 20 minutes of the most important issues facing the country, giving you the critical intelligence and analysis you need to start your morning.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.